Last episode, I discussed the Hebrew idiom of hate in relation to our relationship with Adonai through Yeshua. This is one of over 1,000 Hebrew idioms found throughout Scripture. Hebrew idioms are often misunderstood when translated literally, as I have expressed during the last several episodes of Messianic Perspectives. Another such example is found in Mark chapter 9 and verse 43. If your hand makes you sin, cut it off. Better that you should be maimed, but obtain eternal life, rather than keep both hands and go to Gehinnom, to unquenchable fire. Other translations say, if your hand offends you, cut it off. Taken in its literal sense, would violate every aspect of Torah. Another way to look at cut it off would simply be cut it out. In other words, whatever it is you are doing, stop doing it. Again, as the previous examples of idioms, it isn't sufficient to know Hebrew, Aramaic, or Greek. What is often translated is translated in a literal sense, yet the terminology isn't meant to be taken literally. So the challenges have increased over the centuries due to a vast number of biblical translations and the lack of importance placed on understanding the non-literal idea behind the translated scripture. How do you take scripture literally when it says to do things that no one can fathom actually doing? In a similar vein of thought, we see this also with the verse, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, originally found in Exodus chapter 1 and verse 24, and referenced by Yeshua in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 38 during his Sermon on the Mount. What this passage means is that one is to be compensated in equal measure. Again, the literal translation of this passage would violate the very intent of Torah. As we know, Yeshua didn't come to do away with, but to fulfill it. This too is an idiom that I talked about in a previous segment. To fulfill means to provide proper understanding of what is written. Scripture is saturated with idioms. Just in this segment alone, I have referenced 3 different idioms. Even the most experienced believers and theologians will be challenged in grasping these very basic Jewish concepts. If you are never taught them, how will you know? During the month of July, Messianic Perspectives is offering the message, Whatever Happened to the Sabbath, to anyone sending a tax-deductible gift in any amount in support of this ministry and Portland's only Messianic Jewish synagogue, Kehillah Portland. If God places this ministry upon your heart, please send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. Please be sure to include your name and address so that we may send you a copy of the message and your tax-deductible receipt. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. Past segments of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, shalommaine.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.